أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah تبارك وتعالى had spoken about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mission of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a bit about this Qur'an Kareem. Here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes back to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the Qur'an Kareem in itself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ, that we have not taught him, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, poetry, poetic verses, وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ, and it was not suitable for us to have taught Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam any form of poetry. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his wisdom, had chosen Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to become the last Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to become the recipient of the wahi of the Qur'an Kareem, this kitab that will last till the day of Qiyamah, this deen that will last till the day of Qiyamah. No other deen will come and abrogate and nullify this deen. No other wahi is to come down to nullify the laws and the commandments of the Qur'an Kareem. And no force and no power was to remove this Qur'an from the surface of this earth. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom that it is only our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam who will be the person that will be the hamil, the carrier of this Qur'an Kareem. And in the environment that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come prior to his coming, even during his advent, poetry had reached its pinnacle in the Arabian Peninsula. Little children would say couplets, little children will say poetry, verse after verse, hundreds of verses at a time. They were able to compose this within seconds. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam away from all this, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was to give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam something more sublime, something more noble, and that is the Qur'an Kareem. On the other hand, there was this allegation against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that wa na'udhu billah, when those that denied his nubuwat, they made the allegations against him of saying, wa na'udhu billah, that he is insane. Some of them said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is a magician. Some of them said that he himself has been affected by the sorcery. And one of the allegations was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a poet and this Qur'an is poetry. Now had Allah Ta'ala taught Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam any form of poetry, then obviously that allegation would have been true also. So hence in every way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him from each and every one of these allegations. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, sometimes when we read the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, there may seem to be some kind of rhythm. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say some words, and in those words there may seem to be some kind of rhythm that may give us the impression that this is poetry. But that was not something that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam composed with difficulty. It was in the natural course of the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not sit down with pen and paper, or he did not sit and think hard how he is going to make this rhyme and how he's going to match the words, etc. So that was not the work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even to the extent that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would on one or two occasions say or recite the poetry of the poets of the past, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did one of two things. Either Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam very deliberately would stop at the place where the Arabs wouldn't normally stop, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will break that poetic rhythm. Or sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the words around, And in that way he broke that rhythm. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not fond of saying poverty. But on the other hand, we should also understand and realize Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great poet in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He would say poetry. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would encourage him to say this poetry and to recite these poetries. So on the one hand, there is absolutely nothing wrong if there is nothing un-Islamic about it, and more if it connects you and links you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then even to a greater advantage one can use it, but provided there is no form of illicit words that come in it, words against the Shariat or meaning and context against the Shariat, then obviously that will not be permissible. So there is permissibility, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala kept Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam away from it because of this Quran and the fact that he was going to become the recipient of the Quran. And then Allah says, "In huwa illa dhikrun." Certainly this Quran is a dhikr, it is an advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from the very beginning to the end it is pure advice that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving us, how we should lead our lives in conformity to the ahkam, to the laws of Allah, and to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Qur'anun mubeen, and a Qur'an, a kitab that is read, that is mubeen, that is very clear insofar as the laws that the Qur'an Kareem has set out. And why? لِيُنْذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيَّا, so that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may warn that person who is living, whoever is living. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should warn that person. And who is that living person? That living person actually is the person who has the fear of Allah in his heart, that person who has iman in his heart, that person that has this kalima, the tawheed in his heart, that is a living person. وَيْحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, and so that the word may be proven upon the disbelievers, in that they are proven wrong about their beliefs and insofar as the ideologies are concerned. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.